Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place where exciting things happen. My name is Rebecca. Now, yesterday we started a lesson called Safety First. We learned that Laura tripped over an extension cord that was lying across the hallway and, well, she fell. Have you ever tripped over something? Could it have been prevented? And that's what we are going to discuss in today's lesson. But there's a question I want you to think about as we go through today's lesson, and that is, how do you prevent an accident? Once again, how do you prevent an accident? Okay, friends, open up your magazine to today's lesson, and let's begin. Come on.
Safety First. Conversation B. In Adam's office.
What's up, Brad?
Well, we had a small accident this morning, but it had the potential to be much more than small.
That's not good. What happened?
Laura tripped over an extension cord that was lying across the hall. Her wrist is bruised, but otherwise, she's fine.
I'm glad to hear that. What was an extension cord doing lying across the hall?
I guess the graphics department didn't have enough places to plug in all their computers, so they just ran an extension cord across the hall to use another outlet.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 potential 这个不可数名词 ,potent 这个词根有力量的意思。所以 potential 是指潜力或潜能。例如 the girl has great potential to become an outstanding performer. 这个女孩具有成为杰出表演者的潜能。potential 也可以当形容词，意思是指潜在的或可能的。例如 Mark sees everyone as his potential customer, that's why he's our top sales rep. Mark 是每一个人都是他的潜力客户，这就是为什么他是我们最厉害的业务代表。继续我们看的是 outlet 这个名词， outlet 在这里是指电源插座，例如 there's no outlet on this wall, 这一道墙上没有插座，或者是 I need to find an outlet so I can plug in my computer.我需要找个插座把我的电脑接上电源。Outlet 也指专营店或者是经销店。例如 Rosie bought her purse at an outlet mall in New Jersey. Rosie 的包包是在纽泽西的一家直销购物中心买的。
Oh, Dave, are you okay?
I'm fine.Fine, I just got my white pants all dirty, that's all.
Oh my goodness, what did you trip over?
I don't even know.
I know, you tripped over your shoes.
I tripped over my shoes?
I don't know what else you tripped over. There's no extension cord here.
No, this ground is really dangerous.
Yeah,
right here.
Really uneven, huh? I see.
You need to be safe when you're walking right here.
Well, Gabe, I think that you just need to be...extra careful next time when you come out.
Yes.
So you don't trip over the ground.
It's important to be safe, right?
Be safe.
Safety first.
That's right. And that's what we learned about yesterday. And that's what we're going to continue learning about today. Safety first. Now, if you remember yesterday, we started a conversation between Brad and Laura, right?
And now we have a conversation between Adam and Brad, they're trying to find out what the extension cord was doing in the hall. Well, Brad has a line here. Well, we had a small accident this morning, but it had the potential to be much more than small. I like this word, potential. Now, we use it in different ways. You could say, wow, you have the potential to be a great singer. Or you could use it in another way, like in our lesson, 有可能性, right?This has potential to be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Or you could also say a potential buyer came to look at the house last night.
What does that mean? That he might buy the house?
Yeah, he might buy the house.
Okay.
So potential just means possible when the necessary conditions exist. And of course, we're talking about this accident, how it had the potential to be much worse than it was. And of course, Adam says, that's not good. What happened? Brad says, Laura tripped over an extension cord that was lying across the hall. Now, Gabe, what is the difference between lie and lay?
That is a great question. Mm-hmm. A lot of people confuse these words. Be confused no more, friends. Steve and Ken are going to help us out in the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. If you're feeling tired, and we hope you're not, maybe you should go lay down. Or is it lie down?
Good question, Ken. A lot of people get lie and lay confused. We need to remember the verb lay is an action. It describes the action of putting something somewhere. The verb lie, spelled L-I-E, describes being in a flat, horizontal position of rest.
Here's an example. If you have a book in your hand, you can lay it down. Then you can say it is lying on the table.
Right. Another way to remember the difference is that lay always needs a direct object. You lay something down.
Also remember that the present tense is lay, but the past tense is laid, L-A-I-D. So I might say, last night after I finished reading, I laid the book on the table. Laid, L-A-I-D.
So, Ken, you didn't put the book away? You just left it lying around?
Yes, I left it lying around. If something is lying around, it's just sitting there and not put away. A messy room would have many things lying around.
And a person can be lying around. If I'm staying at home watching TV all day, I'm just lying around. You know, I think that just might be my plan for this weekend.
Not a bad idea. Lay 跟 lie 要分清楚, lie 是平躺着,平放的意思, 它是不及物动词, 强调处于休息的位置, 所以躺下应该要讲 lie down. I'm tired, I need to lie down. 片语 lie around 有着闲置着,放着没有被使用的意思。 人也可以 lie around, 周末不用上班可以待在家里, lie around, 悠闲地躺在沙发上看电视, 而 lay, L-A-Y, 表示放在某个地方的上面, 那这个呢是个及物动词, 必须要有个受词, 所以我们一定是 lay一样东西, 在一个地方, 很多人把躺下说成 lay down, 那就错了, 而 lay的过去式是 laid, L-A-I-D, 因此当你 lay a book on the table, 把一本书放置在桌上, 那本书就是 lying on the table, 平躺在桌上。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. So remember, you would tell someone to lay the book down, and once they put the book down on the table, you could say the book is lying on the table. But continuing here with our lesson, of course, if you remember, Brad had said Laura tripped over an extension cord that was lying across the hall. And he says, her wrist is bruised, but otherwise, she's fine. Again, I really like that word, otherwise.
You know, I do too. And the reason we want to talk about it, friends, is because it can be used in different ways. Now, usually, when I use the word otherwise, it's like the Chinese for 要不然, right? Or the English for 要不然. But in our lesson, it's used a little bit differently, right, Rebecca?
Yes, indeed. In our lesson, it's used to mean except for what had just been referred to. Okay, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Let me give you an example. It will help you out a lot. The first page of the book has some writing on it, but otherwise, it is in good condition. So we're talking about this book, and maybe I'm trying to sell this book to somebody, and I'm just saying that, you know, the first page has a little bit of writing, so it's the only part of the book that's not in good condition.
That's right. So, otherwise here means in other ways. All right, so for another example, at the concert, the singer was late, and the place was really too crowded. But otherwise, the show was great. So there were a few problems, but in other ways, the show was great. Actually, in all other ways, the show was great. And that's what this word means in our lesson. Her wrist is bruised, but in all other ways, or otherwise, she's fine.
And Adam responds, I'm glad to hear that. What was an extension cord doing lying across the hall? And I think that is the question of the hour. Everybody is asking this question. Brad asked the question yesterday. Now Adam is asking this question. And you know something, Gabe?
You're asking the question, too.
I'm asking the question, too. What was an extension cord doing lying across the hall?
Yes, so what is this thing doing here? All right, well, just in case you're wondering, this is what an extension cord looks like. We were talking about it yesterday, and I usually think of kind of a long orange cord. A lot of extension cords are orange, right?
Right.
That's just the way they make them.
Right.
Good color.
Well, Brad says, I guess the graphics department didn't have enough places to plug in all their computers, so they just ran an extension cord across the hall to use another outlet. Now, I could see why they would want to do this, but it sounds very dangerous.
Yes, it does. And I believe Brad and Adam are not finished with their conversation yet. We have more to learn right after this. Stay
tuned! Welcome back to Studio Classroom. So, the question of the hour is, what was this extension cord doing lying across the hall? Seriously, somebody could have been killed. Okay, it wasn't that bad. Laura only tripped and fell and bruised her wrist. But this accident had the potential to be far worse. Okay, friends, there's still a few questions that we have concerning why the extension cord was lying across the hallway, so I have an idea. Let's continue our conversation.
Safety first. Conversation C.
That's very dangerous. We're lucky only one person stumbled over the cord.
I know. I made them remove it right away.
But we still have the problem of not enough places to plug things in.
We've talked about moving the graphics department to the third floor. There's space there and more electrical outlets.
Let's do it sooner rather than later.
Sounds good. And also, can we install some brighter lights in that hallway?
Certainly, if you think we need to.
Thanks. I'm glad you see the light.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 stumble 这个动词。 stumble 在这里和昨天教过的 trip T-R-I-P 的意思是一样的，意思是指绊倒。 例如, the boy stumbled on a toy car and fell down on the floor. 这个男孩绊倒了一台玩具车而跌坐在地板上。Stumble也可以指跌跌撞撞地走。例如, Freddy stumbled into his room in the dark. Freddy在黑暗中跌跌撞撞地走进自己的房间。最后我们看的是 install 这个动词, IN这个字首是使进入, STALL 这个字根有放置的意思。 所以 install 是指安装或设置，例如 the landlord promised to install a new heater in our apartment. 房东答应要在我们的公寓里装新的暖气，或者是 it only takes a few minutes to install this software. 安装这个软体只需要几分钟的时间。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, let's continue. finding out what Brad and Adam are talking about. Okay, so this is conversation C. Adam says that's very dangerous. We're lucky only one person stumbled over the cord. Now, that's another great word, and it means trip, to stumble. You stumble over a cord, you could say you tripped over the cord.
And Brad responds to this comment by saying, I know. I made them remove it right away. That is, he made them remove the extension cord right away. Adam responds by saying, but we still have the problem of not enough places to plug things in. That is, in itself, a serious problem. So if that is the issue at hand, there aren't enough places to plug things in, how are they going to resolve this problem?
Well, I know how they should resolve the problem. They should have more outlets installed into the company so that they have more places to plug into the wall for electricity. All right. Well, Adam says there's not enough places to plug in, but Brad says we've talked about moving the graphics department to the third floor. Okay, so that's his solution. Okay, he wants to move the entire department to another floor. There is space there and more electrical outlets.
And Adam responds by saying, let's do it sooner rather than later. And I like this phrase, so let's talk about it. If you say that we should do something sooner rather than later, you're basically saying that you should do something as soon as possible. Why wait when you can do it right away?
Do it sooner rather than later. For example, every month, Rebecca and I get together to discuss our lessons, and we really like to do this as soon as possible. We'd rather do it sooner rather than later.
And we should definitely start a Bible study sooner rather than later.
Yeah, or, don't wait, right?
Yeah, why wait when you can get it started right away? Or, you know, I would rather you come visit me sooner rather than later. I'm so excited about the possibility.
All right. So, friends, think of other ways that you can use that phrase, to do something sooner rather than later. Well, Brad says, sounds good. It's a good idea, right? And also, we could install some brighter lights in that hallway. Oh, that's a question. Could we install some brighter lights in that hallway? Yes. If a place is really dark, it might be easier, or the potential for tripping might be higher.
That's right. So installing lights could prevent people from tripping over things that are just lying in the way. And Adam responds, certainly, if you think we need to. And Brad says, thanks. I'm glad you see the light.
You get that? They both laugh.
Let's try it one more time. Okay, ready? So Brad says, thanks, I'm glad you see the light.
Why are we laughing, Rebecca?
Well, because they're both laughing, so we both laugh.
Yeah, because is it a joke? Is this kind of a joke? I think it is. And you know what, Rebecca? I see the light as well. You see this light right over here?
Oh, Gabe, oh. No. You're talking about the red light you just saw?
Yeah.
That red light that's kind of round-ish?
Well, right, in that picture.
In the picture. No, Gabe, that's not the light they're talking about.
But that's a light.
That is a light.
It's a kind of light.
Right, but this phrase here is not referring to the fact that you actually see a light.
Huh?
No, this just means that you're beginning to finally understand something? Bingo! Hey, Gabe,
Rebecca,
you're finally starting to see the light.
I'm beginning to see the light. Yes, I'm finally beginning to understand this. So, friends, this is another great phrase. You're beginning to understand something or realize something. You're beginning to see the light.
Mm-hmm. And I've got an example right here.
All right.
After a lot of studying and asking many questions, Sammy finally started to see the light in her math class. So sometimes in order to see the light or in order to understand, you have to study extra hard. Sometimes you have to ask questions.
Okay, to begin to understand something. Or maybe you come to the realization after a long time of thinking about something or doing something. For example, Tommy was part of a band for a long time, until he finally saw the light. This band wasn't going anywhere. It wasn't improving at all. So Tommy left the band. He had to see the light first, and then he made a decision to leave the band.
Well, you know something? I'm finally beginning to see the light as to why there was an extension cord lying across the hallway.
Yes.
It's because there isn't enough places to plug in these electronic devices.
Yes, that's true. So they need more electrical outlets. Well, Rebecca, do you see the light now about why this is a funny comment and why they both laughed? Because he wants to install another bright light, right? And then that way Brad's going to see the light?
Yeah, then he'll really see the light.
Then he'll really see the light.
Yeah, that really is funny, actually.
That's a good one.
Well, you know something, friends? Uh-huh. This has been such a fun lesson. And don't worry, it's not over yet.
Oh, no.
Because it is now time for Sing
It
Out.
Safety first, you've gotta put on your seatbelt. Safety first, some sunscreen in the sun will help. Safety first, a helmet when you ride down the street. Better to be safe than sorry. Safety first.
You know what, friends, it's important to be safe. Safety first is a great tip. So when you are driving in a car, make sure you have your seatbelt on.
Yeah, and if you're riding a motorcycle, make sure you wear a helmet.
Yeah.
I even wore a helmet for playing my guitar.
And I wear one when I'm playing my drums. It's great.
Safety first, you better put on your seatbelt. Safety first, some sunscreen in the sun will help. Safety first, a helmet when you ride down the street. Better to be safe than sorry. Safety first.
And remember, if the sun is hot outside, better put on some sunscreen. You don't want to get sunburned.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? This one's not in our lesson or in the song.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? I see some people with knives and scissors, and they're not holding them the correct way. And they're running with their knives and scissors.
What?
Yeah, safety first. Don't run with knives.
Don't run with scissors.
Safety first, you better put on your seatbelt. Safety first, some sunscreen in the sun will help. Safety first, a helmet when you ride down the street. Better to be safe than sorry. Safety first.
Gabe, it's not safe for you to jump rope with a power strip. Remember, safety first.
Okay.
Friends,
all right.
Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.